You're listening to the Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Put on your house robe.
That's right, it's the Swallow.
Your fluffy shoes,
cause the swallows are here. Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Clothing is optional. Swallows are here. That's right. The swallows are here. Little ditty. She wrote it, produced the whole thing.
No, I didn't. It was a sneak attack. I didn't even know it was happening.
Well, welcome to the Everything Swallow podcast. Josie, who has listened to the podcast, and you are coming in blind.
Yeah, so. I've heard a little bit.
Yeah.
Things that she shared with me.
That's good.
Now she's like, "Hey, I'd like you to listen to something swallows," and I'm like, "Okay, yeah, I'm there."
Yeah.
I can't say I was immediately disappointed or not, but
you were mildly entertained.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I can hope for.
That's all. Yeah.
Well, this is Steve, the boyfriend, fiance,
boyfriend.
Let's not
get
crazy.
No ring.
If you want to make it anybody,
she's recently referred to as future ex-husband.
That's a step towards fiance.
I've been pushing.
That's a step towards the ring.
Jerome is in the house. Thank you so much, Jerome, for sharing the show.
Oh, yeah.
We appreciate you being here with us. Well, you guys came in originally. We started the whole campaign to donate to the morning show. And then the things that you donate, you come to the morning show and you sign your name on them. And like bricks in front of a hospital for donations, we're trying to get some sound dampening stuff. And Josie donated 48 squares.
12.
Dina
squares. Was cool.
Dina. That's right. Dina said she's not going to do her. You donated 12 squares of foam. And so you've come to sign all your 12 squares.
And we did it with one.
And you did it with one. The way you did it, it really sold it.
Shayna was smart.
Because it's like this section now.
Yeah.
You've just like
claimed
this 12 little corner in here. And then Steve brought... to just add on top, a Russian feast of Russian food like no one other than Russians have had.
Good food and vodka.
And vodka, so let's do these. Cheers.
Cheers.
So what is cheers in Russia?
Na zdorovye. There you go. That's good.
The pickle.
These are good pickles.
Is there always pickles on the table? Is that...
Yes.
And yes. Russia? Yeah.
Yes. Pickles are like standard in Russia. Like, it doesn't matter what you're doing, there will be pickles on the table.
Really?
Breakfast, there are pickles.
Pickles, really?
Oh, yeah. Breakfast pickles
different,
sounds good.
Different kind of pickle or same kind of pickle?
No, same kind of pickle.
Yeah.
Just the pickle. Yeah, just pickles. Whatever's around, whatever's in season, whether they're kind of... In Russian, they're called malosolene. It's like they're like fresh brine pickles, so they haven't been sitting there in the can forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're still really crunchy, but still have that little vinegary kind of bite to them.
Ooh, I like that.
You know, or you have these kind of barrel pickles that just, they're just
that
delicious.
You just have, yeah.
And the reason, the reason I bring up the pickles is because every time we have done a shot today, we have followed it up by a little sliver, a little disc of pickle.
Yeah.
And it's a different flavor pickle, and it's
really
been
good.
Really good.
It's not as hardcore dill punching in the face.
Exactly. It's a milder.
It's like, ooh, that's a good dill.
Mm? Yeah. Oh.
Kills the bite.
Yeah.
It kills
absolutely.
That bite.
It's the best pickle shot so far. Yeah. That's how we'll do them now forever.
Uh-huh.
That's the best. Instead of adding any juice.
It's the OG.
Mm. Don't add OG. Any juice.
Yeah, that's how
see,
we
Americans
do
Americans always got to get fancy. Let's take it up a level. No, no.
Take it up a level. Right. We took the pickle out, and we're just drinking the vinegar.
Yeah, right.
I feel like we've gone a step down.
we didn't eat the meat.
Yeah, exactly.
All you're doing when you're adding that pickle juice in there is just diluting the vodka.
Right.
It's actually a ploy to get more money for the same bottle.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
They're just like, hey, it's half vodka, half pickle juice.
Yeah.
We're going to charge the same price as the
vodka. We just buy the pickles.
There you go.
And then... just
drink
take
the juice,
juice
right. And then 3 weeks from now, we've got a bunch of wilted pickles in a jar.
By the way, a fun fact, Pickle juice is great for hangovers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially with vodka in it.
Well, that's even better. And then throw a little tomato juice or clamato juice and a little cracked black pepper, maybe a little Tabasco.
Yeah, I might as well. Just make a Bloody Mary.
While you're at it.
Since we have you here, we're going to talk podcast stuff, but I want to ask you some Russian stereotypes.
All right, go.
Do you drink vodka at every meal?
Not every meal.
With a potato.
Potatoes are in general involved in majority of meals.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you're drinking with the meal, then yes, vodka will be present.
Yeah.
But I said if you're drinking with a meal, because you don't need to.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's not like the French that drink every meal.
No,
like
we're wine. Not. We're not the French. You know.
No. Yeah. No, I know.
We've at least fired our rifles.
I didn't. Nice. Nice. I didn't want to compare you with the. With the French. I just was using a thing. Anyways, what was the other one I had? And is it always freezing? And does everyone have one of those big furry hats? Because I want one.
So the furry hats, yes.
Yeah, man, those look great. What is that, beaver or something? Muskrat? I bet it's beaver.
No, those are generally made out of like...
I bet you got a lot of beaver in Alaska.
It's the mutton. Before they can the mutton, you take the mutton.
Russia. No, you can see Russia from Sarah Palin's house in Alaska.
Right.
And there's
if
a lot of
beavers. Really, really high.
Really, really high, you can see Russia from my house.
That's true. It is Mile High City, yes.
But there's a lot of beavers in Alaska, you would think. There would be a lot of beavers in Russia. Maybe they're called something else. Like
no, we got a lot more rabbit, mm-hmm. mink,
yeah,
fox.
Oh, maybe like they're mink hats.
Yeah, mink, probably.
Yep. It makes it even more fun.
As far
I'm
as
not
freezing,
opposed to
yes.
wearing all the time.
No, I mean, summertime.
Summertime, yeah.
But
in the winter, it's freezing.
Is it
humid there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like it's, Iowa?
Yep, like very close to Midwestern climate, yes.
Okay.
Shane, like Iowa?
I'm just wondering.
Now it makes sense why you moved to Iowa.
Yeah. It was very similar
but
climate.
Is Iowa freezing in the winter?
It's awfully
is it awful?
Freezing.
Yeah.
And
there's
snow stays. Like ours melts.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Okay.
One of the Iowa, and Midwest in general, is great people, you know, great food, great education, great cost of living. Boring.
Yeah.
And depressing.
Yeah.
Like, in Colorado, the sky is a blue 95% of the time.
Yeah.
Right? And they're evergreens, so you have green, you have brown, or you have these tans and reds in the rocks. Right? You go outside.
You got
like,
a lot.
You feel like birds are chirping. It's like a Disney movie, right?
Yes.
In Iowa, you walk outside, and there's no evergreens, so all the trees are gray.
Oh.
The sky is permanently gray.
Oh.
And the snow mixes with the salt and the mud, and so it becomes this gray color with concrete that is gray. So it's like, it's a whole different 50 shades of gray and extremely depressing.
Yeah,
and the birds are dead.
Yeah, and the birds are dead. Because it's too damn cold.
It's too damn cold. All the birds are here.
I am not going there.
Yeah. I never knew.
That's why it stands for I only want away.
They're called flyover states for a reason.
Right.
I mean,
interesting.
Yeah, lovely people.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great things.
Classy's from Iowa, and she said that's why she left.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I want to, you know, I've never met people that moved like from Denver to Iowa.
Right.
And just don't want to be like,
why? You know what? I got to get out of here.
Just why?
Yeah. That's when they can't afford
to go
Colorado
to Iowa,
and go back home.
That's right. You know what? Maybe if we all move there, it'll become like that here, there.
And this segment was not brought to you by the Tourism Board of Iowa.
Is that a shack somewhere in the middle of the state?
They won't let us come there because they don't have legal weed.
No. That's true. We can't go there.
That's a prerequisite. Anytime anyone from Colorado moves, that's the first thing they do is lick up the weed laws.
Too bad, Iowa.
Tom and Jerry fell off.
Such a weirdo.
I know, I'm a weirdo. Shut up. Josie, how long have you been listening to the podcast?
From day one.
Really?
Okay, so it maybe took a week before I found it, but I went and started back with day one.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I've listened to every single episode.
Awesome.
Now, did you listen to the morning show? Is that how you found it?
I did listen to the morning show. Leaving work, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
And then all of a sudden it was like, where's Sean? Sean kind of disappeared.
Right, yeah.
And then things kind of popped up, and somehow you popped up. I was like, wait, there it is.
There
awesome.
It is.
Yeah, good.
I don't even know
just
how
curious.
It just showed up one day.
Facebook,
I think so. I know a lot of friends are friends with you, and
yeah,
Facebook is listening. And you're talking out loud like, oh, where's Sean?
I miss him so much.
And just popped up.
Yeah, yep, that's right. Sean Swallow.
That's friend request. Well, thank you so much for being there. You're OG. You're an OG Swallower.
I am an OG.
Yeah.
One of the first 20.
Yes, you were. Yes. That's right. You got your shirt?
I got my... Oh, I did. I could have, yeah, but I asked for my socks.
Oh, you wanted socks.
You want a shirt? Yeah.
You want a shirt? Well, you can get a shirt today since you're here. You guys can both have a shirt. You brought that Russian feast.
That was amazing.
Which had no potatoes in it. And I would talk to Shayna and Marlon. I was like, what's a Russian feast? And they're like, well, I'm not sure. I was like, well, it's got to have potatoes in it.
Well, I know Shayna doesn't like fish. So we do a cold smoked fish. I don't like fish. I think you would like it, but I didn't want to do that right out of the gate.
I would try it.
This thing, it goes with vodka like there's no tomorrow.
Because you have potatoes.
Yeah.
You got potatoes. You got salty smoke fish flavor.
Oh, yeah. Shayna loves that.
I was watching a cooking show with another guy that I think could have been from Russia now that I hear you talk. And he was making fish look really good.
Yeah.
But like you said, he knows how to cook it. He's like, most people don't even know how to touch a fish, to prepare it, to cook it. And I was like, yeah.
That's what they say about a woman too.
Yeah, men don't know anything.
how to prepare and cook them?
Yeah.
Exactly. Properly, because they're going to complain the whole way through. You are preparing me incorrectly.
You got the wrong kind of salt.
Mrs. Dash.
Hey, Dad. Get out of my kitchen.
You'll become a diehard listener now, Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be hooked. what did you feed us?
Have you ever heard of the sausage principle?
No.
Right?
But I like it.
It's called, the principle kind of states, if you really love something, don't find out how it's made.
Right. Okay. I like what you're saying.
No, we had some good Russian salami.
It was good.
Yeah. We had one of those, it's called dry salami, where it's cured almost all the moisture out of it, so it's a little more jerky style.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other one was kind of your standard salami, all 100% beef. And then we had these, in Russian called pirozhki, which is like kind of like meat pie.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're pan fried, and it's like, you know, beef and onions and spices and something else. And
the bread is so good.
Oh yeah, and it's sprinkled with a little bit of crack, so you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you need to have more and more and more
meat crack.
Yep.
Russian crack.
Yes.
Russian crack. Yes. Oh, that's the good stuff.
Meat crack.
And you guys really enjoyed the Russian dumplings.
Yes.
Oh, the Russian dumplings were amazing.
Those I need in my freezer right now.
I was so full I could only have one of the dessert ones, but those were killer.
I know, because I ate so many of the other ones. Well, I ate
that sugar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The currant.
the black currant jam.
Yes. That was amazing.
Yeah, we'll take pictures of all these and put it on in a...
Do we have anything left?
Well, we have the containers.
The containers are there.
So we'll show the empty thing that the dumplings were in.
The caramel sauce in the can.
But that one, yeah, we'll show the caramel sauce and that can.
Now, you really want to throw your listeners for a loop is the pickled tomatoes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I never seen a pickled tomato ever.
Me either. And it was really good.
It was really good.
It was juicy and it was like, it was good. It was full of juice on the inside, which I was surprised. You know what I mean? Like it was still so firm, had the tomato shape, everything.
Yeah.
But then it was pickled.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. No, actually, I'm not as good as I used to be, but I'm okay. Just someone popped into the room with a very obscure name and it caught me off guard.
Oh.
Yeah. That's all. I'm sorry. the pickled tomatoes. Real, real yummy. I'm going to eat those because you're going to leave the jar.
But that was in the Russian assorted vegetables.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
which
what it said
included
on the
tomatoes and the cucumbers, which are equivalent to pickles.
Yeah.
With some garlic.
Because
That's a vegetable, apparently.
Right. Yeah, it is.
That's Russian assorted vegetables. Pickles and tomatoes. That's assorted vegetables.
Now, did you eat the garlic out of there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I bet it's good.
Oh, it's good.
I just thought about that.
Mm.
Cut it up. Stuff it in an olive.
They're going to use the juice for their next pickle shots.
Juice.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Absolutely.
So Russian.
So Russian. Now you really need a hat.
Oh, I want one of those
hats. Need some of those boots?
Like I want the outfit that Dan Aykroyd and Chevy Chase were wearing.
Spies like us. I love that.
Well, you're gonna get a bunch of paint thrown on you the moment you walk outside.
Oh,
with
I'm
it.
Sure.
Nuh-uh. Shayna will go in front. She'll slap them bitches. I bought him there. I gotta watch that.
That's right.
Get away from him. Which don't I don't understand it. Anymore. You know, we've been wearing animal fur for millennials, you know, for thousands of years. That's what are they going to do with the fur? They've already killed the animal. Might as well use the fur.
Right?
Yeah.
I got no problem with fur.
They're going to use
just
it
like
as
I got
TP.
No problem with steaks. Yeah.
We have a lot of leather upstairs
exactly.
right now.
Yeah, dude, that's true.
We got like half a cow up there right now.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah.
Can make you anything you want out of leather.
I'm not against fur.
What is it? I believe it was Dennis Leary that said at one point that... You know, one of these days the vegetarians are going to realize that broccoli tastes like broccoli and Brussels sprout tastes like Brussels sprouts, but meat tastes like murder. And murder tastes delicious.
I think that's right. Well said.
Meat tastes like murder.
It does.
And it is damn good.
Yes. We murdered some lamb chicken dumplings today.
Oh man.
I'm awesome. A sucker for lamb. I'm just a sucker.
You know,
for
it
lamb.
Is becoming my new favorite thing.
Shane is learning to like lamb.
Yeah, I am, because like Marlon at the last Instapot party, he made lamb like a lamb stew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, it was so good. And it was so tender. It was just so delicious.
I can zoom this up so you guys can see. Human is the best.
Well, all right, Jeffrey.
That's right.
Yeah, the problem with me is I don't know how to cook. I have no culinary inspiration inside of me. I can make a mean breakfast, you know. I'm good at that. But I don't even know what to do with a lamb.
Right.
I barely put salt and pepper on crap until after it's done cooking. I'm like, shit. I forgot to put anything on here. You're going to want salt and pepper. So that's why I'm always afraid to buy meats. Marlon's always trying to get us to do new types of foods, but it's like, that seems risky.
Right.
Yeah, let's have a frozen pizza.
Right.
And in this day of YouTube and Google, you know, I've been, I got a little guilty secret. You know what I've been addicted to for about the last week?
What?
Columbo.
Oh,
the detective show. And literally there was
I watched Columbo.
If you haven't seen Columbo in a while, like give it a shot. It is awesome.
It is funny. I watch it too.
We have rabbit ears. We get a lot of Columbo.
But they got there was a whole episode where he was searching for what was the weather last Tuesday. And he's like calling places, new stuff. And I'm sitting there going like, dude, just Google it.
Right.
Like just look it up.
Yeah.
So in this day and age, when you say like, I don't know what to do with it, just Google the stupid thing.
But then I'm not going to have those spices. See, I just don't like doing things that are new.
Yeah.
I don't like new things.
Just so you hear all the excuses you're making.
I heard them. The headphones are up really loud.
See, I praise him every time he makes breakfast. Yeah. Now he's doing the smoker.
Oh, fun.
So summertime.
I don't have to cook. Smoker.
I just don't have to cook. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I can try, but how did you do that again? Right. He's like, here, let me show you. Like,
it
the dumplings.
So good when you
can't make it work.
I boiled the dumplings today.
Yeah.
I threw them in the pan. He goes, that's not high enough. And he finished them off. I'm like, okay,
see?
Good job.
Get that little crisp on there. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's how he cooks.
That's teamwork.
Yeah.
I'm making the dream work.
I was
work.
Just thinking that's how I get out of cooking.
No, it's how you say, I helped.
I started
him. I totally helped.
Yeah.
That's how Sean helps.
Yeah.
He'll come in.
He starts the boil?
Yeah.
No. And then at the very end, I try to take over and take credit. Yeah. Okay, everybody, it's all done.
Yeah, I'll cook all the whole time. And then he'll just come in, and then he's like, oh, I'll stir this. Oh, I'll do this. And then
he puts
like,
the garnish on.
Yeah, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm helping. I'm like, get out of here. You should have been helping not half an hour ago, right?
At least he doesn't go to like Boston Market.
No.
And get like the rotisserie chicken and the mashed potatoes just puts it all on the plate, tosses all the evidence away.
Yeah, like,
I slaved all day for this.
I have actually heard of somebody that actually happened.
people do that.
You used to cook really good when I worked.
But the same thing.
Yeah, but it's okay. It's what you knew.
Chicken, Burger rice, King. Vegetables.
Yeah.
Chicken, rice, vegetables.
He was doing the Boston Market thing.
Oh,
you just didn't see it. He put it in the neighbor's trash.
No. Shake and bake.
Yeah.
You can shake and bake anything, but I think that would be disrespectful to do to a lamb.
Shake and bake, I agree.
Yeah.
I want to do the things the Shanahan.
They're like drumsticks, like lamb chops.
Oh, the lamb
the
lollipops?
Lamb lollipops.
I will say this.
I've only had
lollipops. Lollipops can be gamey. Uh-huh. Like that part of the lamb can be a little gamey.
Why? What part is it? Isn't it the rib?
Like yeah, but it's kind of by the spine then the rib comes out. It's a really tender part of muscle because it never gets used.
Right.
But that part of the lamb could be a little gamey.
Interesting.
Lamb leg.
Yeah.
Is my bite. Hands
I feel
down
like
my
that's
favorite.
What you kind of get the most of, right?
Yeah.
Like if you buy it at the store, it's the little
it's lamb
legs.
Shank.
Yeah, but isn't that the leg?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think shank is like a cross slice of a leg, okay. But you can get like a
whole
little
thing.
Lamb leg, and you can do like a roast and stuff with it, or
I feel like
smoke
you're seeing it.
It
more and more at the store. Like I never used to
I think
see
you should.
Just the legs or anything, and now
Russia's
like,
taken over.
Good,
they're more and more moving in here.
That's so right,
slowly taking over.
That's
I've
what we
that.
Hear.
I read that somewhere.
I mean, that's how
media.
Our president's there. So
there's no collusion going on.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly.
Not at all.
That is
but
correct.
If you notice more Russian grocery stores drumming up all over the place.
I mean, I think that's all you were for Halloween, right? Collusion?
Yeah, pretty much I was collusion.
You were just collusion.
I was just collusion.
Just wore a shirt.
Like, you know, when people came up, it was like, hey, what do you got? What you got to do? I want to do a quid pro quo. What do we got? I got everything.
I got toilet paper. I got hand sanitizer.
apparently, toilet paper is quintessential to human survival.
Right.
I've seen a lot of the zombie land or apocalypse movies. Not once have I seen anybody die over toilet paper.
No.
I agree.
But yet, it is the world's precious resource right now.
It's weird.
What do you think? Why?
I think it's just something to cling on to.
Yeah?
Get it?
I get it.
There you go.
Well, obviously, they're not using Charmin. Because there's no clingers. No clingers.
Oh
no clingers.
God.
No clingers.
It's just,
my Toshi's clean.
Oh, my God.
My hiney's clean.
Hey, for once, my laziness actually paid off. Because I forget to buy things that you don't go through regularly.
Right.
Like hand soap and body wash, like things that you need once every few months.
Right.
And when I'm at the store, I never remember that I need them. So when I see the stuff on sale, I just buy 30 of it so that I don't need to buy them for another year and a half because I'm lazy.
Constantly stocking.
And so now you can't find hand soap in there, and we got like 12 things of it down on the shelf.
Now you can
but what do we
money.
Use in place of toilet paper?
Oh, well, bidet.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. You have a bidet? I want a bidet.
He wants a bidet.
You can. We converted the toilet into a bidet.
Oh, brilliant.
It's a little attachment.
Amazon. What did you pay on Amazon?
I think it was like $35.
Oh, I am adding that to the wish list. Oh, for sure.
You got to squeeze in.
Squeeze in. Taking a picture. Yeah, that's brilliant. I think that it's a... It's just something that, as Americans, we can hold on and feel like we have some control. If I get sick and I've got to be inside my house for 14 days, you know, self-quarantined, I'm not going to lose control of my hygiene.
They're
you
scared
know what I mean?
Shitless.
Hey,
there you go.
Totally. But you wonder, because like you go to China... You have to crap on the floor, you know? They don't have toilets in China.
It is a hole.
Yeah,
is a bidet, is that a standard Russian equipment?
It's not, you know, it's not standard Russian equipment by any means, but it's once you use it...
Oh, yeah.
Like it's like that, it's like freaking Aladdin, the Brave New World and things like that. Like,
yeah.
Like the little song goes in your head and you're like, how did I not know about this for the last 30 years?
Right.
Yep. I used one in Vegas and I've thought about it every day.
Where in Vegas?
We got a hotel room, got to upgrade because they gave us the wrong room. And so I kind of threw a little fit and to get rid of me, they gave us an upgrade and they had a bidet.
Did you try drinking out of it first?
No.
I think it was a water fountain?
I sat on it and drank for a couple hours.
Every time he went to the bathroom, that's what he did. I'm like, you're just going pee. He's like, I know.
Yeah, I
love it.
I just peed on the floor. Listen, I was on the bidet so long, even my butthole was pruny. I just made that joke up right now. I'm using that joke again. Well, I just didn't know, you know, because toilet practice is different in different countries. So, what the toilets we have, is that a pretty standard Russian style toilet?
Absolutely the same thing. The only thing I will say, Russian toilet paper, at least at the time that I was there, it was sandpaper.
Yeah,
like it's like that cardboard stuff that Amazon puts in boxes to like instead of plastic. Yeah, that was pretty much toilet paper. Stuff.
Paper cut.
Yeah, no doubt. Like a brown paper bag.
Yeah, horrible. Like a brown paper bag. And it'd
work in a pinch, but you wouldn't want to use it more than 3-4 times.
No, you have to fold that up and put it in the trash can. You can't put that down the drain.
Do not take notes on this.
But
you can wash it under the faucet.
Yes, and recycle. Reuse it again. I love it. What is that you're washing?
Yeah.
Oh, my toilet paper. That's my...
it's hanging on your front porch, just floating in the wind. Yeah.
Different coronavirus kinds of sheets. Can't leave my house.
Yeah. And I'm resourceful.
That's right.
Really. I haven't heard of very many. I guess there's been some coronavirus in Russia, but
they avidly deny it.
Oh, okay.
I just watched.
They have no coronavirus and no gays.
No gays, no coronavirus. there's absolutely no problems with any political system. Everybody's happy. They sing songs down the street. I watched this just randomly yesterday. I found this somewhere, but this is an actual like little Russian newsreel from some area that's close, not too far away from China, right? And they believe that they had the first case of coronavirus there. The mayor showed up, said, in Russian, you guys are idiots. This guy was drinking last night. He's just hungover. And immediately go, after the second testing, yes, in fact, he was hungover, and put it back. Yeah, and the mayor goes, fine. We do not have this virus in here. Yeah. We will not have it in here. I will personally see that we don't have it in here.
Get back to work.
Exactly. I get back to
aspirin.
Work. I think these guys are in hazmat suits and like isolation things.
And
the mayor just runs in like, no, we were drinking last night. He's just hungover.
This is how we deal with hangovers here.
Give him some pickle juice.
Pickles, yes. Stat.
Well, Sharon says she was just at Target, and it is ransacked.
I don't get it.
The medicine aisle, no toilet paper.
It's never even occurred to me to go buy Advil. Do you know what I mean? It's like, if I get sick, I get sick, I'm going to be fine, I think.
We go to Costco. Everything's
emergency.
Stopped. We got the whole stockpile for the next year. See? Of Advil. We're set.
Jason says, there's nothing wrong with gays.
There's nothing wrong with gays.
Just not in Russia.
You're not in Russia.
You're not in Russia.
No, there's nothing wrong with them there either. They just they choose not to acknowledge
their existence. They just don't acknowledge them.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
It's like if you close your eyes and not look at the problem, it will go away. Right?
That seems logical.
Seems logical, right?
Yeah, huh.
Totally.
I'm going to try that.
Just like this corona thing.
Right. Yeah.
Listen, this thing will be all over right around November.
Right.
Right around the election.
Yep.
This thing will clear up. Just like Ebola did, just like all the mosquitoes that were making little baby heads small, they went away. You know what I mean? It all just goes away after the election, people.
Let's look at H1N1, the swine flu.
Oh, the swine. I
that
forgot.
That was way worse than this.
What about the bird flu? That was a Clinton era
I was too
election.
Young for that. I'm sorry.
Oh, sure. That's true. I see that.
Sorry. Was that Sesame Street thing?
Yep. That was the Sesame Street. Right. That was that summer that Big Bird was real sick. And he had to stay inside with his best friend, Mr. Sparrow.
Didn't Oscar the Grouch live right below his nest?
He did, yeah. Right below his nest.
All makes sense now because dude was the same one.
Yep, same voice. So he had to go from the nest. He had to run down there and do
be
the voice.
Oscar.
Because I've seen pictures of the guy, the puppeteer, doing Oscar the Grouch while wearing the bottom half of freaking Big Bird.
Yeah.
That would have been a job, right? Would have been fun.
Been fun.
That'd have been
grown men playing around his neck
and making live TV in a freaking puppet suit.
Yep,
it'd be crazy. You know they're drinking in there. Big Bird. especially when they started. You know. I would have been. Let's
Is that
pour
how
some
the
shots.
Count came about?
I don't know.
One.
That's right.
I love
Two.
The count.
That's how they
Don't stop.
I know.
I love the
That's
three.
That's your favorite.
That's my favorite. Three.
I say three, and he's three. Mortician.
Got me.
I have a feeling we crossed over genres there.
We did, but that's okay.
That's what we cross over a lot of things.
Yes, we do.
We mix a lot of things up.
Cross a lot of streams.
Super friendly.
So classy little cupcake works at a medical office, so she's not allowed over here for the next 10 to 14 days.
Yep.
And
14 minimum.
14 days minimum.
14 minimum.
And so we're going to keep those spoons of yours.
You know what
and
would
be good?
And
people are freaking out. But you're not supposed to go to the damn doctor. If you think you have symptoms, you call ahead and you say, I would like pepperoni pizza and I'm going to come in with some coronavirus.
Wait, you don't get the pepperoni and coronavirus pizza?
Yeah. For some people, that's like pineapples and
they don't go.
Canadian bacon.
Don't ruin my pizza.
Russian
I'm
cheers.
I'm going to eat the butthole of the pickle.
Na zdorovye.
I like this girl.
That's awesome.
All right, Noodles is here. And Clifford and Berman and Disney Jason and classy little cupcake and thick nipple fats is here.
Nice.
Which is my most favorite name so far that I've ever seen.
That seems super fun.
Thick nips and nipple fats. I like that person.
All right.
What's a nipple fat? It's like a little roll, like a double chin. You get it, just hangs off the bottom.
It's the side boob. The side boob.
The side boob.
But that's a side boob.
That's so far away from your nipple.
That's a specific nipple fat.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I think it's going to be centralized around an areola.
If you have nipple fat, get to the doctor.
Well, send us
ASAP.
A picture.
Yeah, I was trying to send a picture.
No. I gotta see this.
Yeah, there's some things you can't unsee.
Yeah, but I look at them anyway.
There's some things that
everything
you can't
Swallow
say.
gmail.com.
You go ahead and send that picture.
We're not judging. No. We're just curious.
We just want to see.
And we thank you for being here.
Medical
Everyone who's in the room, thank you for joining
anomaly.
Us. We are here. Now, obviously, you still speak Russian. Do you ever get a chance to use it?
When I talk to my
just
folks.
The family.
Yeah, I talk to the family. I mean, every once in a while, you know, run into a Russian person here and there.
Can we get the one team member randomly that we can't understand?
Now,
speak Russian.
I will say.
Oh, okay. Because his accent's
eavesdropping is the best.
Yeah.
Because there are not a lot of people, especially in Denver metro area, not a whole lot that speak Russian, that when they're speaking in their native tongue, specifically like King Supers or Target or wherever they are, they just pretty much assume nobody around them can understand.
Right.
And I will follow people.
And listen
to
the
just to listen. Like, especially when they're yelling at their kids or, you know, having
arguing.
A fight. Oh, it is.
They look behind
awesome.
There, you are again.
Brilliant.
Ooh.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
He's creepy like that.
I love it. So
he's
Sean.
A secret creeper.
So, Sean. Sean's like, I know when he's looking at me and having a conversation with me, but listening to somebody else, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's like, let's go this way. I'm like, all right, who's that?
Yep.
Which one?
I am an eavesdropper.
Yeah.
I'm good at it for a guy who can't hear, too.
He can't hear shit at home.
But I am a good eavesdropper.
That is not bad hearing. That is selective hearing.
No, I think the eavesdropping might just be my superhero power. And I can only activate it on strangers.
And only when it deals with something completely unimportant.
Right.
Or unrelated to my life.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll hear people talking about, I could get in on this.
Uh-huh.
And
see,
I will. I'll walk up to people and be like, no, you don't want any of that, man. You don't want to. And they'll look at me like, hey, you've been following us for like 10 minutes.
I will come up and be like, do you know them? And he's like, no. You just were listening in on there. Mm-hmm. He's like, I couldn't help myself. I had to say something.
Yep.
I've gotten
better about
that. Yes.
Anyway. Yes.
But that would be great to know another language.
Yeah, right?
People talk to her in Spanish all the time.
I should
like,
know Spanish.
She should know it just because she looks Spanish.
Well, and it's bad because my whole family spoke Spanish. And so, like, my grandma, she only spoke Spanish. So you kind of understand it, right? Mm-hmm. But then I would answer in English. And so that's what I still do. And they're like, and they'll keep talking to me. And I'm like, I know, but I just don't understand Spanish. And they're like, but you do. And I'm like, no. I can't speak it.
Yeah.
Un poquito.
Yeah,
un poquito.
I say that all the time.
But I get them, they come up to me, and I'm like, do I look that Spanish?
Right.
I mean, I can't make it more blonde.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have pulled you out of Spanish right away. I wouldn't.
Half Colombian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fun fact. It's the German.
It's the German.
It is.
But the fun fact is my great-great-great-grandfather was president of Colombia back in 1876.
Whoa.
Castro. You guys have royalty here.
Pablo.
Yes, we have Pablo. Royalty wow. here.
Wait, Grandma just found out she is a princess.
Oh. Oh.
With the ancestry. So we're still learning about that one.
Neat,
that's a new one.
Yeah,
that's
to go back and look at the history. You know,
I don't know which country that one comes from.
Well, so what? Still Grandma.
Right. Oh,
that
yeah.
gives you something.
Oh, yeah. So I've got like the double edge there.
You got this Coming to America thing going on all of a sudden.
Mine is my dad's side. We've been here for a while.
Right.
It's hard to translate Spanish to English and vice versa.
Sí.
Sí. Mm-hmm. I can speak a little. Un poquito español. Orale.
We went to Mexico. Right? On vacation.
just look at the face where you go, we went to Mexico.
And Sean, he wants to be...
Well, my accent comes out.
Yeah. So bad. I always tell everyone, oh no, he is more Mexican than
Super.
I am. You know, that's what I always tell everybody because he is. So we're down there and the whole time he's talking in his little accent that he does to all the guys, to everybody. By the time we leave, they freaking love him.
Oh, yeah.
They freaking love him and they're just like.
I'm just like, hey man, Super Gringo. You and me will be friends. I tell you, bring me six martinis right now. And they go, six? I go, okay.
It was funny. And then, so on this trip, like, they love him. And they're like, why don't you speak Spanish? Why don't, and I'm like, I just never learned. And so then one of them walks up to me and he says, Espanol? I said, no. He goes, shame, shame, shame. You face and you body look like you should speak Spanish. And I was like, I know.
Well, my full name, Josefina.
Oh, yeah. See? Yeah.
Josefina.
Sí, señor.
Oh.
Named after my great-grandmother. So when we go to Punta Cana,
yeah,
who can pick up more Spanish than I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yes, but I...
This guy.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
He's proud.
There's, when we went to Dominican, there are so many Russians and Eastern Europeans that go vacation there because you don't need a visa.
Oh.
Like, you just need... They
you
stamp you a visa.
Yeah.
That type of thing. You don't need to do anything. So they go there that... Most of the people that you would think speak Spanish, or like maybe obviously Spanish is their native tongue, they all speak Russian.
How funny.
Which is funny because then they like, where are you from? And, you know, this and that. And the moment they find out speak like that, I speak Russian or Russian background, they start throwing out phrases that obviously.
That you should know.
That they were taught by the people that vacation there from the Eastern European bloc. What they think they mean is not always what they mean.
That's great.
I thought it was chupa mi verga. I've always heard it said that way. That was it, suck my dick. Chupa mi verga. Isn't verga dick? Jose Edgar wants me to come over and touch his wiener, I think.
I don't think that's what that means. Huh.
Or something he
Yeah, no. Oh, you were on the right.
He had a Chevy Vega.
So we got verga. So he's missing part of it. It's not translating perfectly.
Yeah, it's verga. I thought so. Yeah. I always heard it as chupa mi verga. If you want, dick. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what he was asking me if I'd like to come over. For crackers and sausage. I've already had Russian sausage today, bro. Thanks. But I'll take some crackers.
But next time.
Next time when we have the Mexican feast, you're the main
course.
You're
coming.
Wait, how old are your kids?
They shouldn't be listening to this.
Wait a second.
Your dad probably shouldn't either.
No habla inglés.
Money. 11 and 7. No.
That's right. No.
Ah, what the hell? They'll learn it either.
I got to hear it from somewhere. It's probably
They'll
better.
Learn
it's
it
us.
Either way. Yeah. Uncle Sean and Aunt Shane.
That's right. That was crazy, too.
Oh, don't pay any mind to them. You won't see him till next Christmas.
Just don't become creepy, Uncle. We're good.
Don't be one of those uncles you're not allowed to be by themselves with the kids.
No, Uncle Sean can't come. He's not registered in this county. No.
Oh my God.
That was old Sean.
It's always such a short trip.
I know. We go right down the bad roads.
Oh, did I not warn you why I brought him?
Maybe we should start in the gutter and try to climb our way out.
Oh, good.
Maybe that's what we always do.
Yeah, I
feel like we would end up deeper in the gutter.
Yeah, yeah, man.
No matter how low the rock bottom you think it is, there's a place you can go.
Always, right.
Yeah.
There's always something.
We started out with code 3 saying eating humans is good.
I mean, hey, who are we to judge?
Right. You know what?
Yeah, we did bring up Alfred Packard yesterday.
I bet
he told you not to ask what was in the salami.
Oh, it was a shaman.
It's a Soylent variety.
Shamlami.
Shamlami.
Oh, someone's calling. Maybe they've got, maybe they're Russian.
Oh, I don't know. Are you going to try?
I'm taking it. Hello?
He can translate for us.
Hello? Are you there? So are you working? Are you speaking and to your phone? Sometimes it works. Sometimes it just doesn't like to work anymore. Oh, I didn't need to do that. Okay, thanks for calling. It wants to work. There's no reason that it shouldn't frickin' work. That's all I have to say.
It usually does. It usually works. Do you need to go back and fix that you just did?
What I do?
Did you just publish that thing?
No.
Okay.
No, I just opened up a second.
Oh, gotcha.
Had to be.
Well, he disconnected and reconnected multiple times, so
hello.
It could be his end.
But yeah, maybe I just think I just heard something.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, what's going on? Hello.
Oh, nothing's going on. I'm just enjoying your show, sitting in my living room.
Oh, where are you at?
I'm in South Africa.
South Africa. Where at in South Africa?
In Johannesburg.
Oh, I hear that's nice. What's the weather like?
It's a bit cloudy outside, a bit cold.
I love it. Well, we have a lot of fans in South Africa. Is that how you found us?
Yes,
that's what I thought. Yes, you make sure and tell everyone about us. What do you do for a living?
I'm a radio presenter. I'm a publisher, motivational speaker. I'm a writer and author. That's what I do in life.
Wow, that's very cool. So you like to help people?
Yes, I love helping people.
That's great. That's what we do. We love helping people too, through making people laugh and helping them explore their own self and sexual nature.
Yeah, as they say that,
Laughing well,
is the best medicine ever.
That's right, laughing is the best medicine ever. Well, we thank you so much for calling us from South Africa. We make sure and tell all your friends, okay? Will you follow us?
Yes, I'll definitely do that right now.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much. We're gonna move on and we take another call, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye bye.
All right, no stress.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye. I want to go to South Africa.
Yeah. I don't know.
I have heard that Johannesburg is cool.
Yeah, it's also scary there.
What's scary?
Anywhere. We're scary here. We have
scary
coronavirus.
In Denver. Have you seen the homeless?
We're scary here. We have Americans.
Denver's good. They're all going to Lakewood.
Have you seen the rats? The rats outside? Well, they're in Lakewood now? So did Lakewood, did they not have a camping law?
So they did, but they didn't. I don't know exactly what it was.
Yeah.
But we didn't have to worry about it because they were all in Denver.
Right.
And then Denver did that whole thing and they all pushed right into Lakewood because I lived off of essentially Colfax and Wadsworth, but the good side.
Yeah.
Okay.
West Colfax.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But it was also on 14th when it was hidden. You didn't know where I lived.
Right.
Ah.
But as soon as that all happened in Denver, it was like, whoa, driving out of that complex, I'm like, what's going on here?
Yep.
Where did I just move to?
Yeah. Scary. So,
yeah.
Well, they pushed them out of Denver.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I
they
think
went right
that
to
they just got right on the light rail. And Littleton,
they
think.
They can't afford the light rail. It was the bus.
They ride for free. As long as the conductor, what are they going to give him, a ticket? You know what I mean? It doesn't matter.
The light rail?
They give a fake name.
Well, until you get kicked off sometimes.
I don't think that they came down to Littleton. I don't think they've come south yet. We do have some homeless here down south.
No, I think
south,
because they have to hit so many different zones that they were going to hit the RTD police, essentially. Well,
I'm just saying, as far as the homeless moving down to this side of town, it makes sense that they would have just gone to
the
west. I don't
know. There's a whole homeless shanty town down here off the river.
Where?
Where did we do the photo shoot at?
Yeah, but you've never seen people down there.
There were people down there.
You've never seen anyone living down there. We have seen the evidence of the structure that
Ariel
is there.
And them, they went there and they saw someone there.
Unconfirmed.
Okay.
Those girls cannot be trusted. they don't know. You know what I mean? Now, along the South Platte, yes, but that's in Sheridan. That's not in Littleton. That small area of Sheridan right there between Inglewood and Denver, there is a lot of homeless living right along the Platte River
Trail.
That's
not fair. Sheridan's like yay big.
I'm going to ride on it tomorrow, and I will tell you.
Yeah.
Take pictures. Or didn't it happen?
Oh, it happened.
Oh, he's taken pictures before. And it's been scary, too, because sometimes he's riding really early in the morning. And like he's talking to me. We're on the phone. And he's like, oh, my God. I think there's... Yep. Mm-hmm. There's a guy laying across the trail.
He was laying on the trail.
Because it's warm. The concrete's warm. Yep.
And go around him.
Yeah.
Would this bother you if I...
No, you're totally fine.
And Sean is like, oh, yeah,
I just get stupid on it.
He's okay, buddy. I'll just go right around you.
Never moved.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm. He's sleeping, passed out. I just think that it would be scary to be sleeping, passed out like that. On the trail, right off of, you know what I mean?
But they don't have a choice. They're used to it.
I know, but I mean, I don't know that I could ever sleep.
You don't,
like,
I can't
fully
either.
Sleep.
You could never be homeless. We've had this discussion.
Yeah.
I told you, working at the Broncos Stadium, the homeless that were around there and talking to them, at some point they just go, no, I am content.
I know this.
I made bad choices. Yeah. I deserve
this. And now this is my lot.
I've seen them sleeping down there, though, and they sometimes are just sleeping so hard. Maybe they're just passed out drunk, but... You know, it's like I just would be like sleeping like this one.
Or exhaustion after so long. You can't
Then you pass out, right? Because you're so exhausted.
My fear is always when they're sleeping like up against the embankment wall right on the bike trail is what if I go rolling by and they just throw their leg out?
Right.
And I, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going down, they're going to get hurt, and then they come at me for liability. You know what I mean? It makes me very nervous.
There's too many scammy people out there.
And Edgar's point is very, very valid. If you haven't been down onto these trails, there is a lot of human poop.
Yeah.
They just poop. Why you gotta poop right on the trail? I guess you gotta poop, okay? Well, get in the bush. Or get in the woods.
Right.
Don't crap right
on the sidewalk trail.
Right.
Yeah. I don't get it either.
But they can go to a shelter if they wanted to. Homelessness is a choice. Allie is what she said she believes. But why go to a shelter? You can't go drunk. You can't sit there and smoke bowls and just, you know, it's, you can't live your own personal lifestyle. You have to live what the shelter wants you to be. So stay homeless. Hey. But they have a lot of homeless in Russia?
So they do, but it's a different homeless.
Right.
Like, and that's something that coming from a country like Russia, well, and my family came from Ukraine, which was part of Russia at the time, but all very similar at the time we were there. But as the government collapsed, you had the Soviet Union government. People lost pensions. People lost all of their savings. Like, think about, like, if tomorrow the currency is just
gone.
Null
it's
and
nothing.
Void.
Yeah.
Like, it's just not existent.
What do you have?
And what do you have? And so, you know, people, and there was a lot of criminal activity going on around that time where people were getting pushed out of these apartments that they've had for...
Ever.
Yeah, they were given to them by the government.
Right.
And, you know, they're in the central of the town or, you know, in a prime spot. And so your criminal activities came in and just literally threw them out.
Wow.
Like, because, you know, cops at the time, I can't say now, but at least at the time, it was all bribes and corruption and everything else. So... There was nobody to turn to, so you'd see people on the street that it's a very specific look in the eyes of shame and desperation, where they're not there because
that's a choice.
It's a choice, or the situation. It's they've worked hard their entire life. They've done what they thought
to do.
What they thought was they were supposed to do, and it was the government and their country that failed them. And that's why they're sitting there, because they literally have nothing and they don't want to.
That's way worse.
And that's
kind of the same, though.
That's way worse.
Everybody blames our government why they're homeless.
Yeah,
not everyone, but
here's, and this is just my opinion on it, is it's just like, between all the programs and everything exists in this country.
Yeah.
Outside of mental health, which is truly a big problem.
A big problem.
But outside of mental health, there is homelessness is a choice.
Yep.
Type of thing.
Especially here.
Yeah, outside. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Especially here.
These young kids.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the young kids, they're just throwing a fit. Oh, fine, you're not going to pay for me. I don't need you then. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
Well, and
I'll go to Denver where I can smoke weed.
Yeah.
It's nice. They got 360 days of sun a year. I read it on the internet.
Right.
It's not that way. It's cold. It's horrible.
Right.
You should see outside. Don't come here. It's so bad.
It's so gray.
They don't look at the cost of living. They don't know that yet.
No,
they don't know how to look at that yet.
Yeah, because you figure it's got to be different. You know what I mean? Because we allow so many rights in this country that so many people take for granted and complain about the freedom that they have because they don't get what they want out of it.
Right.
But it's like you have the freedom to pretty much go and achieve do whatever anything you want.
Yeah.
But it's easier to complain that I don't have it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I just think a good another country experience would help some people shake them like, holy crap, I better go do something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I've got it good.
So go to visit Venezuela.
Yeah.
Go to Bolivia.
Oh, right.
You know, yeah.
See what true poverty is and true hopelessness. And
right.
then complain about how this country has
our
failed
first
you.
World
right, 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 right.
Yeah, first world problems. Yeah. I have 3 bars.
Oh, my God.
How come I can't find a snow cone machine in this city?
It's entitled.
Yeah.
I'm entitled, though. I have my own little entitlement. I walk around a little bit like, why the hell isn't this here?
Yeah, but you also go out and work it and do what you need to do to make it happen.
I work it.
Mm-hmm.
You also say, here's the money, where is it? They go, I have no money and I expect it.
Yeah.
That's the difference of entitlement.
Yep.
Yeah, we watched this little homeless kid one time in a Del Taco. We were sitting there eating dinner. And he was just bullying people as they come up, buy me a taco, buy me a burrito, buy me a burrito.
Exactly.
So finally this old guy bought him some food. And then he just sat down at the table, scarfed it all up, and got up and walked away from all of his mess. And then waited for the cashier to turn his head, and he reached over the counter and grabbed a cup.
Yep.
And then ran over and just like, wham, slammed like 3 full loads of Pepsi, set the cup down, out the door.
Yep.
Yep.
It's crazy. And from what they were saying, he's there all the time.
Yeah.
You know, and so if you can live that homeless life where you can kind of mooch every meal.
Yeah, Allie was there. He was infuriating.
She was there that night with us?
Yeah.
Oh.
We went on all had tacos.
Oh, that's right. We went and had hot tacos. Well, I remember going there. I just sometimes don't pay attention to anything around me.
The teenage boy made you so mad.
I forgot.
That's all you could think about.
Were you there? I just remember that kid.
Yeah.
That was one bowl too many.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
right.
That's right.
Because we have a kid that's that age, you know, of these kids that are out running around, you know, and it's like, God, if that was my kid, I'd knock the tar out.
We had that. Our kid did live in a van on Venice Beach for 6 months.
Yeah,
I mean, but every day he set up a stand on that beach and sold jewelry.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Because he was like, okay, we're living in this van, but I can't be like 100% homeless. So I need some money. I need to have some food. I need to have some drinks, you know?
Hey, he wanted Taco Bell.
That's all they did.
Yeah.
Sell jewelry.
Yeah.
He wanted and it was Taco Bell every once in a while.
That damn kid was pulling in like $2,000 a month. And he's like, I'm just sitting on the beach, Mom, selling jewelry. I was like, the worst part about it is I don't have a bathroom. And I thought, you know, that's exactly right.
Well, that's why there's some landmines on the trails.
Yeah,
oh, my God.
And now with this toilet paper shortage the Denver metro area.
It's going to have leaves all over it.
Needles.
Pine needles. Oh, whatever. Whatever you could come up with
at the time. It exfoliates.
It was great, though. I was glad that our kid went and did that because then he came back and he was like, that's not for me. And I was like, he's like, it was fun to do it for the summer. He met some great people. We got to be in some videos, you know, being in California and stuff. But he was like, no, I like I like my house. I like to have my bathroom. I like to have my kitchen. I like to just be able to walk around in my boxers, you know. He's like, I like to have a space to go and not just...
Well, that's got to be his biggest complaint is when we complain as Americans.
Yeah.
And he's like, you don't even know what we dealt with in Russia.
Yeah.
And even his dad was even lived even worse.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, when you talk about, you know, you, like... Like, people complain about, you know, the rental markets and, like, what you consider, you know, it's a small apartment, this and that. In Russia, I did not live there at the time. My dad told me the stories of these, the communal living spaces. So what they would do is they take these massive apartments that were built in 18-whatever for the, you know, the bourgeoisie, if you will. And they would put, I mean... paper thin walls,
right?
Like not even sheetrock, but like just paper thin stuff, and separate them into 12 and even more living units for people that would all share a kitchen, and all of them would share a bathroom. And to the extent,
and it's not like a little family in that little area,
You know, and everybody's on top of each other, and everybody could hear each other, and like people would have their own toilet seat covers.
Wow.
For the toilet. Like, that's how it got.
Yeah. So many people in there.
You know, and like, you had your time in which you could use the kitchen and which you couldn't.
Yep.
You know, and it just things that you would never think of happening in a society. Like, kind of like, wait, people do that?
Yeah.
Like, how?
Yeah.
How?
That makes sense, though, because, like, Patrick, our son, he works up in the mountains a lot of the time, right? So you can get employee housing up there. Well, there are a lot of people from all around the world that come to work on the mountain. You know, they can get a work visa. They can come and they can stay. And he's like, Mom, I don't even know. I don't even know. It's like, it's making me crazy. It's like, they're just always on top of you. There's nowhere you can go to get anywhere. He's like, and they don't care. They don't care. You'll be in the communal kitchen and they just come right in and just push your stuff out of the way and start. And he's like, hey, man, give me 5 minutes. You know? And he's like, no. And that's what I told him. I said, but Pat, I really think that's how they live over there. Like, a lot of people, they just are, because they can't afford it, they can't. And so then you just do. You live, your whole family lives together, all 15 of you. You know what I mean? Because then you can afford it. Then someone has a house, and they all live in that place, you know?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Social norms are different.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and politeness goes out of the window. Like, you know, it is something that's very, very... very American to be polite.
Yeah.
Yeah, political correctness is only an American term.
Well, not even just political, but I'm just talking about
just in general.
Politeness
just
in general.
All the way around.
Look, one of the things that flips people out, especially when they go to Eastern Europe, is A, nobody smiles.
Oh.
Really?
Like, people smiling, just smiling is a very kind of Western and American thing, just walking down the street or when you're in a store. When you make eye contact with a stranger, like, your instinct is to smile.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in the Eastern Bloc.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
And then when you go to a store, like, let's say you go to, you know, to a grocery store, a butcher or something, and you need something, right? There's always these pleasantries in exchange, right? Like, how are you doing? How may I help you? You know, things like that. That doesn't exist. You walk into a store and they go, what do you want? Like, in a very, very blunt.
You know what? You see that in what movies, do you want? Like, sometimes, right? And like, the storekeeper is really blunt. But you just think that's in the movie.
I had to. I actually, so this was a funny little story. So I have relatives that still live in New York, in New York City. And back when I was living in Iowa, had this girlfriend that was born and bred in Iowa, very quintessential Iowan gal, sweetheart. We were going to visit my cousin and, you know, visit the city for the summer. And so I was getting her ready, like, kind of like, hey, how, you know, we're going to
go over there. This is what you can expect.
Like, we're going to go over there, like, you know, kind of do this. So first we went through a wardrobe and I'm like, no, you're not packing any of these little short skirts and little bright pastel colors that are known in the Midwest.
Yeah.
No, you don't take that to the city. So it's like jeans, muted colors, you know, things like that.
Right.
Cool. And when I get there, I'm like, look, you don't know what a blank stare is. And if you guys don't know blank stares, when you're in a crowded subway or a crowded area.
Resting bitch face.
Yeah, it's when you can look at somebody without looking at them.
Right.
Yeah. It's
like
just you're looking through them, right? And that's how you have to cope in a crowded area, because otherwise you're constantly looking at somebody.
Right.
So she didn't, I mean, you can't teach an Iowa gal how to do that.
No.
So I'm like, look, just look down. Like, look where you're going. Like, when you're walking down the street and you're not sightseeing,
yeah,
just look ahead of you. Like look at, yeah, at the sidewalk, right?
How
like,
funny.
And she's that's like, good. Okay, we fly in. We take the train, yeah, you know, to get to my aunt's house where we're staying. And she lives in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Right? Train station's like 3 blocks from her apartment building. So we're walking 3 blocks. As we're coming up, there's a guy walking down the street. She looks at him and just looks up and smiles as in any person would hear. And as they get about 3-4 feet from each other, he just looks and goes, "What the fuck you smiling at, bitch?" And keeps on walking. Like that's it. Like that's just, he said it and it kept on walking.
I never even skipped a beat.
And she got teary eyed and she's like, and I did everything not to burst out laughing.
Because
like,
I told you.
And he said that and like, she's all teary eyed.
You feel like you're in the Twilight Zone.
Why was he so mean?
Right.
I'm like, because you're in the city.
Like, yeah, that man. Wasn't mean. He didn't like, push you mean. Down. Yeah, right.
But we went to the Little Odessa, which is on Brighton Beach, and she was...
What you smiling at, bitch?
Yeah, just a normal guy from the Bronx. Like, I mean, that's just...
Problems. Yeah, everybody got problems.
Yeah. But my dog just threw up a finger.
we end up going to Brighton Beach and kind of going through and... Everywhere we went, she's like, "Why are people so rude?" I'm like, "They're not rude.
Yeah. This is
you
what
just
they
used
do.
To Midwestern pleasantries.
Yep.
These people don't have time for this.
Nope. No, they don't care.
No,
why?
Like,
right?
You stop in at 7-Eleven, they're gonna tell you, like, what do you want? Why are you bothering me?
Right?
Yeah. Not like
what else do you need?
Oh, how's your aunt doing there, yeah, Luce? I was wondering if she was doing okay. Right. Oh, yeah. Thanks for asking. What you think you might want today, huh? You get those Paul Malls? Oh.
And suddenly now I know why he picked me to date. He's like, resting bitch face, check.
Perfect.
Got it.
He watched Still you, work. Too, for
she'll
years
be,
and years. He thought, all right, she might be tough enough.
She could take a bitch down.
That's
good.
That's right.
So you kind of watched each other. Were you on each other's radar? I mean, how'd you guys get together?
We were friends. I mean, it started out as coworkers.
Yeah.
And we were just friends, and we would hang out every once in a while. And then you tell me, what was your final?
You never just had.
It was a case of preparation meets opportunity. Mm. Like we were friends for a long time, but like either she was in a relationship or I was in a relationship,
right,
and like we just never did anything. And then when the opportunity came around where I was single and she was single, and we. And then what was it? It wasn't vodka. I thought it was whiskey shots that were involved.
I'm probably guessing vodka. We were over at the bar.
Yeah.
We met for drinks. I don't do whiskey, so it had to have been vodka.
Yeah, so shots were involved. And,
right. Shots of some sort.
We'll call the three horsemen.
That's right.
And that one thing led to another. And before you know it, you're in a full-on Donald Trump handshake.
Well, you know, a little grab.
Those are my favorite kind.
I know, they are.
But he was definitely he was the fantasy that became reality. It was always, hey, if I was going to pick anybody, it would be this guy. But he was in a relationship, and it was always like, he was your stand-up guy.
Yeah.
Like, I could take him home to mom and dad. Not talking about mom's reaction, but grandma would love him, and so it's kind of, he was always the fantasy.
So he was on your radar.
Oh,
you guys were on each other's radar.
You always have those, especially
timing,
coworkers.
Like you
always
said,
have those people where they're on the radar, but you can't touch.
Yeah,
you look, but you can't touch. And so when it actually ended up happening, it was like, wait a second, this is weird. It was fantasy that became reality.
Oh, awesome.
Fantasy that became reality. That could be the name of your boat. If you had a boat.
I look like I need a boat.
No, I just thought if you ever got a boat, that would be a great boat name. Sorry. Just saying. Fuck you guys.
We'll write a book, maybe.
You don't need a boat.
That's so funny.
Just in case you need a boat.
That's right. Just in case.
I don't know. I thought all Russian guys had boats. Yeah. I've seen Miami Vice.
Wait, I know.
It's like, wait, tracksuits? Yes. Check.
Tracksuits, check.
It's got to be either Fila or Adidas.
Adidas, yeah. I was going right? to say, it is with the white stripes.
With the white stripes down on the side.
Yes.
With, well, no, the best one, I saw my future self or what I want to become as my evolution continues.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And this was literally my hero. Saw this guy.
Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, close. No, better. So this guy, I saw this guy in Dominican. He must have been his like third or fourth week there. His skin. So
he's so brown.
Oh no, that's not brown.
It's leather.
He's rotisserie like chicken color. Like,
yeah, like the nudist.
Yeah, that's right? How the nudist get.
So this guy, he is maybe my height, maybe a little bit taller, slightly. Solid 400 pounds, give or take. Right? No. Here's the thing. I guess the color of this guy is caramel.
Yeah.
Right? Like leathery caramel color.
Uh-huh.
With these square
oil
gold frame sunglasses.
Oh, I love him already.
A blue Speedo.
That was named
where you can't even see the bottom of the Speedo because
someone
walks away.
And here's the piece de resistance, if you will, a thick gold chain with a dollar sign. It rested on top of the belly. Like, it didn't hang, it just rested on top. And he was my personal hero. Like, that is what I want to be when I grow up.
I love it. I'm surprised it wasn't a big gold chain with just a raw gold nugget hanging there.
It
started out that way.
Yeah.
But then he had it made into the dollar sign.
But the fact that it's laying flat on top as he's walking, that one is awesome.
You got to go up and look down on it. Yeah. Oh, I like the necklace.
Yes.
That's very nice.
Yeah, thanks. I got it last time I saw my balls. Treated myself so I had something nice to look at.
But this is my personal hero.
That's
what
I
told him. Like, that is going to be me.
I want
a golden Speedo now.
The little bit that I could see because you saw it on the side. You couldn't see anything else.
Nothing in the back.
So great.
But he was with his little granddaughter and she was adorable. Yeah. So I'm like, that's awesome.
But that was the one thing is he's in a Speedo. His wife and then the daughter were in like these bikinis with, you know, thong bikinis.
Yeah.
And they're a large woman.
Yeah.
And nobody's...
No one's gawking. No one's making fun.
Exactly.
No.
Nobody cares.
Oh, my God. This little white ginger wears a Speedo to Mexico, and everyone's pointing and laughing.
Oh, my God. Everyone. Because that's all Sean likes to wear, because normally we're naked.
He goes a little banana hammock.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
So then...
Did you turn around making a lot of fun trunk?
Like, No. Just a banana. It could have been a plantain. Wait, what's the little ones?
The plantain.
Okay, yeah. It was a banana.
What are the ones that are really tiny, actual bananas?
Those don't exist.
They're baby bananas.
Those don't exist. But you're thinking of the little baby corns.
Brussels
judged
sprout, if you will.
Because all the people there were freaking Americans.
Yeah.
And so I'm walking around in my Speedo. You know, of course, I'm not Lance Armstrong, but whatever, you know what I mean? And I just don't think it's fair.
No, it's not fair.
I wore my Speedo to the swimming pool. So friends said, hey, come over to our apartment complex, come swimming. I showed up in my Speedo.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was looking at me. And then there's one guy over there, like, mean mugging me. Like, he's pissed.
And now you have to register on the list.
No. And he was pissed. And so Shayna went over and was like chit-chatting with his wife. And she was like, yeah, my husband's pretty pissed off. And Shayna was like, well, it kind of looked like it. And she's like, he has pretty much that same bathing suit at home, and I refuse to let him wear it. when he saw you guys come walking up, he's pissed.
She's like, he hasn't talked to me since you guys got here.
And he looked like The Rock.
Yeah, he did.
He looked ripped.
He was muscle man. I told her, I said, let him go home and put it on.
Right now,
like,
please.
Come on.
Yeah.
I can appreciate something like that. Yeah. Like, hey, if you work that hard for a body,
you show it.
Knock yourself out.
Oh, I was sucking it in the whole time over there. I couldn't cannonball even. I was embarrassed.
Dina, it's the stereotypes. Like, that was the biggest thing. In America, we're so judgmental. Down there,
yeah, they're not.
I saw this very, very large girl, and she was in a thong bikini. Yeah. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah. She doesn't care. Nobody cares. No one's taking
Lizzo. And look,
she's comfortable enough to wear it. And nobody cares. No. They're just okay. That's and they kept your body.
They kept trying to sell me one. I was like, I just need one that can fit my briefs. She's like, oh, I got the bikini. I'm like, ah.
Should've got it. Man.
That's the kind of body.
When
that's
in
what
Russia, you
like.
Do what they're doing.
It was Dominican yeah, Republic.
In the Dominican Republic.
Went in the DM.
You do that.
Do
yes.
The DM.
I think my biggest concern was if it was just us, absolutely. His parents were there. I was like, yeah.
Oh. Well, I'd have still bought it and been like, we're taking a beach day,
totally.
Buddy.
Yeah,
right, yeah, right. Well, we did pass out in the cabana for like solid 4 hours.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I bet that's nice.
Well, they have the Cuban rum
yeah.
down there because
oh,
it's legal.
What's the difference yeah. between rum well, and Cuban rum?
Well, it's rum that's made in Cuba.
Right.
Oh, right. Oh
yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, and what's the difference between a Cuban cigar and another okay, cigar? Yeah. Right?
I'm all caught up now.
Yeah. But
he's blonder than
Cuban.
Me.
Cuban, yes.
Well,
yes.
And we got a little tip before going down there.
Oh, damn.
Is that what
Jack?
When you go to, it's all inclusive, right? So everything's
right.
put in. But you want to tip your bartender service because they'll take care of you.
Yeah.
Now, everybody brings dollar bills.
Right.
We got a tip. Go to the bank. Get like $200 worth of $2 bills.
Right.
Because A, they've never seen them there before. And they think they're
like gold.
They're
it's
more.
Like gold.
Yeah.
And so after our second day there, because we had like, we got upgraded. I'm guessing because I was Russian. I don't know why.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. But
I upgraded us.
Yeah,
like, I made him pay for the whole trip. I was like, yeah, I'll cover the $500.
Yeah,
we got upgraded to like a semi-private, like little,
yeah.
I can't call it
like
a villa.
A
it's like
apartment.
A little apartment, yeah. Yeah. And part of it was we had our own little VIP beach space with cabanas and our private, or our own little snack drink
yeah.
place.
Well, and we have premium alcohol.
Yeah.
Right.
And so we got to know those guys that they, that the bartenders and the servers in this our little area really well and tipped them well. So it doesn't matter how many people were there. They would saw me walk in and they're like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Thank you.
Like, the venue just come over to the side and hand us. And then we were experimenting with drinks. And I mean, I'm a fan of a mojito.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is especially on a hot day on the
yeah.
beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the way they make a mojito down there is a little different than mojitos that I've had here. It is a 2/3 Cuban dark rum, which
holy
is delicious.
Crap. Oh, it is good. It is. Oh, my
it's
God.
It's like caramel.
Yeah. It's like it's a black sludge deliciousness.
Oh, I bet.
And like with mint sugar and just a little bit of, you know, whatever seltzer,
yeah.
tonic, whatever they put in there. So after about four of those,
yeah, you feel like a
you
pirate.
Feel good.
Yeah, you're ready.
You feel
get
good.
You a pirate hooker.
Yeah.
Sorry, a bunch of witches.
And so yeah,
get off my beach.
You end up passing out on the beach.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
I bet.
And they just walk by and say, okay.
Yep. Oh no, the guy was really nice. He adjusted the shades.
That's what I was gonna say.
The whole for the time we're passed out, he adjusted the sun has moved across the side.
He
adjusted
came
the shade.
And kept you guys in the shade.
Dude, five yeah. bucks goes a long way.
Yeah,
see,
absolutely.
I screwed us because Shana was like, let's get $2 bills. And I was like, nah, they won't even know what that is. Let's get Sacagaweas.
Oh!
I said, because you flip them a gold coin, they'll be like,
make it hail?
I'll make it hail. I'd give them those gold coins. They thought it was something from the arcade.
Yeah. They're like, what is this?
What is this? And Sean goes, well, I thought that'd be a better idea because we're in the water. And he goes, I have a money dryer.
Yeah, at home. That's what he said, I have a money dryer at home. And so we came home with all of those gold coins
yep.
that we left. $2 bills. Anytime you go out of the country, that's the thing.
And a lot lighter, too. Because
yeah.
I'm guessing those second Sacagaweas is...
And when you're wearing nothing but a Speedo, you know what I mean?
Lost a few in the ocean.
Wait. I know exactly what he got Sacagaweas.
Yeah.
I know exactly what's in that Speedo.
That's where he carried
I got a tip for you, buddy. Right here. Let me get it.
The heavier I tip, the smaller I get. So, but if you wrap a bunch of dollar bills around it, it sometimes looks bigger.
It's the same thing, right? It's the same thing. That's funny.
But I should have listened to Shana. She said the same thing. $2 bills.
$2 bills all the way. They
I'll bet they gobble them up.
Remember.
They just think.
Well, they remember you.
They remember you.
Yeah.
Like, and that's the important thing because, I mean, to them, all the tourists look the same.
Yeah.
You're
and
there for a week.
Every dollar
is
the same.
And every, you know, dollar. But you give them the $2 bill and they're like, wait, you're the person
the
with the weird money.
Yeah.
Especially if you throw them two of them.
Right.
And they're like, wait a minute.
No, I...
Oh, well,
I have two, but...
When we
four.
Gave them $10 as a tip, we were treated.
Oh, yeah. We gave the cabana, the guy that was in charge of the cabanas, like the first day we came out, and I came out a little late at like 8 o'clock in the morning.
He slowly upgraded us closer to the
ocean. And I was like, I came down and I was like, hey, can we get a cabana? He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. They're all spoken for. Like, and people have little towels. Yeah. Nobody's there. Everybody's at breakfast.
Yeah. Right,
but everybody's got a little rag or a towel or something tied to it. So I'm like, all right. So we just chilled in like the peasant spots.
Right.
With the commoners.
With the commoners. Far on the ground.
Yeah. And so, you know, I was talking to him and I was like, well, how early do I need to get it? He's like, oh, you know, come out about, I get here at 6 a.m. So you want to get in before like 7 and blah, blah. I was like, okay. So the next day I woke up at around 6 a.m. because it's that time difference.
Yep.
It's my normal time to wake up anyway. So I came down and he's like, hey, cabana. So we got one of the cabanas and I gave him $5, you know, as a thank you.
Yeah.
And at the end of that day, I gave him $10 as a, hey.
Thanks.
You know, thanks. Keep us in mind.
Yeah.
And for the rest of the week, it didn't matter if I came out at 6 a.m. or 10 a.m.
He saved
me. There's a cabana with a towel that's for us somewhere close to the beach.
We missed one day. It was his day off.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't tell his friend?
Well, his friend got us a cabana, but didn't get us as close.
So
that was the one day we were like, son of a.
He got the $2 bill. That's brilliant. And that's not bad. I mean, even if you allot $400 to tip for a week's vacation that you've already paid, it's all inclusive. You don't have to spend any money on anything else. I mean, that can go a long way, man.
Well, and
unless it's Sacagaweas.
Well, no, I think we had about $400. We didn't even have to touch that.
It was
very minimal of what we actually end up having to tip.
Right.
Wow. Because you just throw it's those the same big
people.
Ones.
Well, it's the same people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
The same people. They're there. I think they were there about 12 hours a day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, and they talk about
open to close.
Hardworking people.
Like
those. So Dominican as a country is not wealthy.
Right.
Right. The tourism is their number one, natural resource.
Yeah.
And to work in these massive resorts that Europeans and Americans go to vacation to, that's a big privilege. So they do. They work 12 hours a day, 6 days a week. You know, kind of do that, and they make more than enough money to support themselves and send their kids to school and stuff like that. And they're extremely happy.
Yeah.
Like we had the cabana guy at the one of the restaurants that we went to the most. We had our server.
Right.
You know, she welcomed us and everything else. And my parents go down to that resort like at least once a year, if not twice a year. And they literally have their favorite, you know, person at this restaurant,
they're always there.
They're always there, and they're there year after year, and it's kind of like that little relationship develops type of thing.
They told us, too, like, if you take a picture with them and post it with them, like, those workers, like, get a bonus, like, extra something because they're so friendly. You know what I mean? It makes the resort look really good.
Oh, absolutely.
I was too drunk to take pictures with those people.
Oh, my God. You took so many pictures with them, and you were hammered.
I don't recall any of that.
Day we left, he decided just
I tore it up.
We almost didn't get on the plane because I'm like, shut up.
I didn't want to come home.
Stop talking. Shut up. Stop talking. And then we get on the plane, and he looks at the lady, and he's like, do I look too drunk to be on this plane? And she said, you know, I just suggest you smile.
Don't talk. Just smile.
Well, at that point, your breath could disinfect things.
Yes.
So that's awesome. We need to do surgery. Breathe on this knife.
Yeah.
She said I was sleeping so hard like a guy without his pap smear machine before the damn plane even taxied to the runway.
Yeah. We got on the plane and I was like, you just need to just take a minute, take some breaths, okay? We have to get home. Like, we got to go through customs. I got to take your drunk ass through customs. Come on. And he's like, all right. And then the next thing I hear just snoring. And I look over and I'm just like, and people on the plane are like, that's all right. We'll take that.
Yeah, better than it could be.
Did somebody bring a wildebeest on the plane?
Totally. Yep. I was snoring hard.
If
it
anything,
was good. She got me all the way home.
You can tell people he's your emotional support animal.
Yes, it was. It was great. And then we woke up. I don't even know. Where did we fly out of?
Houston.
We wake up.
Texas. I think it was Dallas.
We wake up.
Because it's huge and you have to walk all the way across the hell of it.
He's like, what? I'm like, get up. Where are we? We're on the plane. We have to get off the plane. Oh, my fucking head hurts.
What was I drinking? Ugh, it was bad.
I'm like, yeah, come on, come on. Take him. I'm like, we have like this much time and you need to eat something. So I'm like, eat this pizza, drink this beer. He's like, oh, you're nice to me. I'm like, yeah, come on. Let's
we got 45 minutes to get on a plane.
Across this freaking airport. Come on. It was great.
We still got to go through customs.
Yep.
And we made
all
it.
The way there, yep.
And they said, do you declare anything? And I said, my wife is great. I declare. And they were like, you're with him?
I got his passport.
She rolled her eyes and said, for now.
I tried to leave in Mexico. He was deported.
Yeah, right. They told him to just smile.
And he said, hey, you brought him. You take him back.
they wouldn't let me leave him.
That was super fun, though.
Yeah, it was a good adventure.
I agree. Those people down there are so nice. That's just their whole life.
Yeah.
That's kind of makes you want to do that.
Well, no.
Well, I don't want to be in the service industry, but I wouldn't mind living down there.
Yeah.
That was my the one job. I've never really wanted to go work in the casino business outside of the country.
Yeah.
But like back about 10 years ago, one of the guys I was working for, he got a job as one of the directors at the Atlantis Resort in the Bahamas.
Oh yeah.
And he was like, hey, I'll see if there's any spots open. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I will go down to Bahamas.
Yeah,
and
I
just,
would too.
I don't care what they get paid. Like, as long as I have somewhere to sleep, food, and I can chill on the beach for 6 hours a day, and then,
absolutely,
you know,
do what I gotta do.
Do what I gotta do. Yep. I'm down.
That's what Sean and I talked about when we were down there, because they have all these old hotels, right, just along the main road that are just closed down.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, I would do that. No, I'd do that. I'd come and get that and take that whatever 36 unit little hotel that's right across from the beach, you know, and I'll run that. That'd be
totally
great.
Yeah.
Because that would be fun. But a big one? No, I don't want to work in a big one.
No, not a big one.
Mine would be adults only. No children.
Boy, the parameters have started to get small.
You know what? It's exclusive.
Well, that's
so what you're saying is you were going to open up a swinger hotel in Bahamas.
Pretty much, yeah, right. You
know. Like check-in.
It doesn't have to be swinger.
Just have a bowl
of keys. Just be,
yeah, right. Yeah.
Pick whatever one you want.
Whichever room.
Loving is optional, right? Whatever you're looking for, you know? We don't need to know, but we might snap a few pictures.
Well, yeah. Paying no attention to the
don't worry about
video surveillance.
Blinking lights
for your protection.
That's right.
Those blinking lights, oh, that's smoke detector.
Yes. Low on battery.
Just for
your
protection. We'll claim it, but just for protection.
Yeah,
we don't distribute it. We'll keep it to ourselves.
Yeah,
totally.
Excellent.
Room service knows what you need before you know what you need.
Yeah. We know you need some towels.
That's right.
Go.
Yeah. And some water.
And
try
some water.
Gator.
That's right.
And some Lysol.
Rubber sheet.
Come standard.
That's awesome. It's exclusive. I said that.
I know. You started with a disclaimer, which is always my favorite thing.
It'd be like sandals and
it's
then
all
you
about
right below
pleasures.
It.
Oh, no.
No, there'd be a big neon sign out front that said Swallows.
Yeah. Swallows
with
nest.
A little bird. Yeah. Swallows nest.
That's right.
That's right. Exactly. And you'd know immediately.
First serve, first come?
Yeah. Yes, that's
yep.
right.
You'd know immediately. You'd be like, they ain't got no rooms, I bet.
Nope.
Awesome. All right, well, let's do another shot.
Okay.
Before we end this, baby.
Yeah.
We can't just drink and talk all night. I mean, I can, because I love the sound of my voice.
That's not narcissistic at all.
I want to talk about this Russian candy you brought, though.
Oh, now that's
this
something.
Shit is amazing.
That is a salted caramel one.
Now,
I know that one.
Are these ones
there's
you
very
like
few.
From your childhood and you're able to get them now here? Or
some of them are. So, like the little thin, this one.
Mm-hmm. That's a little wafery kind.
Yeah, the little wafery kind. That's straight up from my childhood.
Straight up childhood.
Yeah. That one brought some memories. But the key thing about.
Oh, this one was good.
Either Russian or Eastern European chocolate is the fact that it's mostly dark chocolate.
Oh, nice.
Like, I did not realize that.
Like, that's most of these candies that are in here, they're covered with dark chocolate.
It's too bad we can't share that in there, right?
Oh, I missed your finger, bro. Okay.
Okay, good. That's what Shana told me when I was out of town.
You put that back on there. And you gotta get the cone one out of there.
That was snappy, snappy. Oh, the cone. Oh,
hey, yeah, that.
This is the butt plug two. One.
I was gonna be cool, but Shay has got this.
Yeah.
This is the butt plug one. Yeah, there's this one, and this one. Which one? That's a different color. Oh, it is.
Yeah.
That's a, there's the tricones.
Tricone.
That's more than Madonna had. Yeah, this was some awesome, awesome candy. And now I'm assuming you can only get this at the Russian store.
Yep.
Which you could find, Google one in your neighborhood. It's R-U-S-S.
I wonder if we have one out here. Probably not.
I bet you this, that one.
Probably not in Castle Rock.
No, that far, Castle Rock, yeah, but this far south, a lot of the Eastern European stores are over in, like, Arvada,
Aurora,
but like decent part of Aurora.
Yeah, yeah.
Like type
well,
of thing.
Well, so like I lived in Aurora for a little while, but we, and we lived in this townhome complex, right? It's townhomes. Yeah. And like 95% of the population there was Russian.
Yeah.
All Russian, right? And so it was interesting. Very nice, very clean, very mm-hmm. fun, you know what I mean? Whatever. But yeah, it was interesting to kind of see that culture.
Yeah.
You know, because it was everywhere. And that was like right off of Parker Road and Dartmouth.
Well, it's funny because like when you talk about Russian culture yeah. or Eastern Peace Russia, is that we genuinely don't care. Like,
yeah.
Like, I lived when I lived in New York, I lived in the Bronx, and it was a kind of a Russian building,
yeah.
like where majority of the residents there were Eastern European Russian. But it was smack in the middle of Bronx.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, we played the game of good block, bad block, and daring each other to rollerblade down a specific street.
Oh,
really?
Funny.
You could, I mean,
you never
going
to
sleep
happen.
With gunshots at night was a normal thing. Like,
that's crazy.
It was still
that's
the Bronx.
Yeah.
But that's compared to what the people from Eastern Europe went through.
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Yeah.
Like you
they
get scared.
They all seemed very family.
Oh yeah.
Very very family, you know what I mean? Like they'd be walking their dogs and they always sounded angry.
Yeah.
Because they're talking, but it's such a like
it's a harsh language.
Harsh language, right? But they weren't. They'd be laughing
got,
or whatever. But
cops.
You're like, wait, you're happy?
The cops got called on us in Iowa several times, especially when we lived in an apartment because
sure.
we'd have a family dinner.
Discussion, yeah.
And my voice carries, and Joss can
yeah.
tell you. Yeah, she knows if I'm coming to the office. With my down the hallway
right.
because my voice carries.
Right.
My brother's voice carries. My dad's voice carries.
Sure.
So when we're just eating, drinking, having fun, and talking,
it
sounds
loud.
Like we're fighting.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like a lot of fighting in a foreign language. So cops
you're
get
always
called.
Talking in Russian, probably.
Yeah.
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 Do you think that's how you've kept your accent?
I don't know because I don't. I can't
don't,
hear the accent.
You don't think you have an accent?
No.
Yeah.
The only time he heard his accent is when he had an interview with the news stations for the casino.
Yeah.
And I was watching it while we were driving, and he goes,
who is that?
Oh, I hear it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard the accent then, yeah.
Yeah.
But
do you hear it from your brother and your dad?
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. My brother's 5 years older than me.
Okay.
And so I came at 14, so I absorbed kind of both languages.
Yeah.
I have some.
His is probably thicker.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's fresh off a boat.
Interesting.
Wow. Now, yeah. do you hear us? Do we have an accent?
No,
you
know,
really?
It's weird because Colorado really doesn't
no,
have an accent.
I don't think we have one.
It doesn't.
No.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, but Iowa has more of an accent than Colorado, not in the way they talk, but in what sayings they have.
Oh.
Like, in the things that people say.
Yeah, yeah, the little sayings.
Like, little nuances, whatever. It's okay, we had to explain to somebody at work the other day that, what does bless your heart mean? Just yeah, like you know they just called you an idiot or you know kind of
yeah,
told you in a very polite way to fuck
heart.
Off and it's like
you're
what,
so
what?
Dumb.
I was like yeah like that's why I just told you bless your heart that's
not a nice
that's not
thing.
A good thing
wow
it sounds
and
nice.
He was just clueless he was like I thought she was really nice no. She was not
no
she's a bitch.
Hey!
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry.
Was that me?
No. That was someone else.
Depends
right,
on the
well,
day.
Cheers.
Cheers, you guys. This has been so great.
So great.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing over all that wonderful food.
You guys have to split the last pickle.
Shay,
yeah.
You can bite the tip off the pickle.
Hand it to me.
Oh, I will put it in your mouth.
All right. Let's put some salt on it.
Just a tip, just to see how it feels.
Now, are there nude beaches in Russia?
Topless, yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of it is.
That's how you can tell the vodka got warm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Burned.
Yeah. That's why, hey, all of the listeners, all the people on the road, please, please, public service announcement time, keep your vodka in the freezer. That is where it belongs. If it's sitting on the counter, if it's sitting on top of your fridge, if it's sitting anywhere else, take it, put it in the freezer. Yeah. If there's shit in the freezer that you don't have room,
throw the
other shit out.
Now, why?
Huh?
Why?
Because vodka flavor, like when vodka's warm, it's rubbing alcohol.
Yeah.
Like, well, not rubbing, but it's alcohol.
It's harsh, yeah.
You cannot tell the difference.
You tasted that one versus the first one.
Yeah.
You can't tell the difference between good vodka and bad vodka when it's warm because it just tastes like alcohol.
Yeah.
When you take the drink, the vapors get into your sinuses and your nose, and your palate
then
is destroyed.
Then that's all you, because you're smelling it now.
Yeah. You keep vodka in the freezer, below freezing point, you don't have the vapors, and you actually get to taste the flavor of the vodka.
Interesting.
Ah,
and if it comes in a plastic bottle, do not buy it. It is not quality. I don't care how many medals, what it says on it. Do not buy alcohol that is above 20% alcohol in plastic bottles. The oils from the plastic seep into the
vodka.
And
or
you
the
will
alcohol.
Have a nasty hangover.
Interesting.
Wow. Well, this is a Kirkland's that we're having here. And you said that bottle is $20?
Yeah, it's the Kirkland brand. You can get it at Costco. It's their five-time distilled. It's made in the same factory that Grey Goose is made. And it's like $20 or $25 for this 1.5-liter bottle.
Huge. It is
huge.
Yeah. It's like a decanter.
Yeah.
It's so big.
It's awesome.
All right, we're getting a Costco card. This is going to the liquor stores.
It's
crap.
Jason's getting us one.
We're going on Jason's. Jason, get me a Costco. Can I be your brother? Because this buying stuff at the liquor store is crazy.
Yeah.
That's for the birds.
Yeah, absolutely. The more we hear about Costco liquor, the more I agree with you.
Oh, it's...
And
well,
someone brought us some whiskey one time that was like
was
100...
Really good.
One proof or something, and it was amazing. Yeah. It was amazing. Jerome brought that. I don't know if he's still in the room or not.
Yeah,
but.
Jerome brought that. That was good.
All right. I think. Remember that movie WALL-E?
Yeah.
Type thing. I think they were talking about buying large as being Walmart
right.
and this and that. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
It's Costco.
It's Costco.
It's Costco and Amazon. If Costco and Amazon like fuse together at some point, that's it. Game over. It'll be game over.
Amico. Oh no, that's already out there.
It's gotta Costco-zom. Be
Costco-zom. Yes, Jeff Bezos could have a baby with the Costco lady.
I don't know. Maybe
Costco-zom.
Costco is the secret. It's maybe been in several movies.
It has been. All right, guys, say goodbye. Josie, thank you
goodbye.
So much.
Hey, wait, see you? Music, yeah, you're just jumping out. You
shit.
Always do it. You just jump the gun.
I have forgotten to play out.
He got excited.
Shoot your load so early.
Well, once he's done, once he's shot, he's like, all right, I'm rolling over going to sleep.
I'm tired.
thank you so much
it's
for
like
having
I've
us,
heard
guys.
That. Oh, my God. This has been so fun.
It was.
This has been so fun.
It's always fun here, isn't it?
It is fun.
It is.
That's the beauty.
If you haven't been over... Make an appointment.
Make an appointment.
Have your people reach out to their people. Make it happen.
And
make
bring
happen.
A regional feast.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
that
man.
Could be
this
a new
fantastic
standard.
Today.
Yeah, exactly. It was wonderful.
Hopefully we set the bar for some things.
Absolutely.
Way
you
high.
Did. You totally.
And then set some bar some low things.
Well, we need some. Yeah, we just need some
time. People can limbo under them.
This
but
is
yeah.
our ticket. Into the Halloween party.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, I see. We just got buttered up.
Uh-huh. I'm like, you know what? Flip me over. Butter the other side.
But first, we have the VIP party for the fashion show.
Oh, yeah. The fashion show's coming up. Josie, you coming to VIP night? See?
Yep. We got a table.
Get a whole
I got classy
group.
Dina.
Oh, good. See? Fun. See? Oh, those two
we're
ladies.
All gonna do it.
Now, when you meet them, you're going to freaking fall in love with them.
Oh, man.
Classy and Dina.
Our friends just got bigger.
Best. Mm. They're the best people ever. And yeah, they're just the best. You're gonna love them. But you'll meet them.
Yeah,
you'll meet them.
What are you guys talking about?
The fashion show.
What are you talking about?
We're talking about getting a VIP table at the fashion show.
What fashion show?
Denver Unique Week of Fashion.
When?
It's the first week of April.
Where?
All over the place. I don't know. I posted it in Swallow Nation today, and it has all the nights. I'm showing Monday, Thursday, and Friday night. Friday night is VIP night, which you can get a table. And you get drinks and you get goodie bags. And
that night is at the...
I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea.
Oh, we got the Stampede while we look up the fashion show, Sean.
But what you can also do is you can also join the team at the Shamrock Stampede, which is going to be on March 21st in Castle Rock. And you can get a $10 or a discount. I'm sorry. You get a discount on registration if you use my discount code, Shamrock Run. 21st, what? Come on, help me. Okay, and all proceeds go to help organizations that help our vets and first responders with PTSD. It's the 21st of March in the morning, Castle Rock. Join our team, Everything Swallow. Go to shamrockstampede.com.
Well, this is fun.
I know all mine.
So, Friday night, the Denver Unique Week of Fashion night out on the town, we will be at the Myris, you think? Myris Art Gallery?
Yep, yep, yep.
That's on Broadway. That's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. And yes, you have a promotional code. It's Shayna.
We do. Yeah, and it gets you $5 off.
Put that in there. Can you join a table?
I looked at it. We can't join a table. So there's a couple ways we can do this. And I will start talking to Dana Jo and Heather. We'll see if we want to just everyone submit the money and I can buy one group.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, that would guarantee our table.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Try to get them all together. So then, okay, so...
So I will be posting in there now that I have all the information that I've been asking for Shayna.
Yeah,
for
I know. Weeks. I know. So
almost a month.
So
but
bad.
We'll get a table together.
You should see how
we
many
can do
models
it.
Are wanting things from me, too.
Oh, yeah. And you have to size me to see if you have anything in your closet just to throw on me because I can
represent
you. Are
we about to play dress up?
No.
Are we about to play dress up in this place right now?
We can't. Not today. But we will play dress up because I do have a whole room of stuff.
And I can go in representing you.
That'd be great.
Make sure when you join the Shamrock Stampede at shamrockstampede.com, you join the Everything Swallow team. Because we really want to have a good showing this year. I will be singing the national anthem to start off the walk.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
I forgot to say that.
That'll be super fun.
Oh, and I will also be emceeing all three nights of Shayna's
fashion
shows.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So, and I just looked up that art place.
Mm-hmm.
It looks arty.
Oh, fun. Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Is it fancy pants arty?
It's going to be great. So each night I'm showing different stuff.
Pinky up and everything.
Yeah. I show three different lines. Monday night I'll show one, Thursday a different, and then Friday a different one. Super fun.
Woo-woo! Let's do it.
All right, people. Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Thanks for coming. Hey, and Josie, thanks for buying some stuff to help out this beautiful studio. Next time you come back, it will look different.
I don't even know what music sounds like anymore, and I don't know what a morning radio show sounds like anymore.
Yes, you do, Jesus. Because you're listening to us.
Yeah, well, we're a morning entertainment show.
That's the best part. No commercials, and I can pick up where I left off.
That's right.
But if you could describe, the studio in a couple words.
It's artsy. Steve, you're better at words like this.
I'd go Silence of the Lambs. Like, puts the lotion on its skin.
That's next. Yeah.
You weren't supposed to mention the pit.
Yeah.
It's homey. It's comfortable.
Very homey. Very homey, very hippie.
This will be the last time anyone hears from Steve because now he's in the pit.
Yeah, that's right.
Classy, we love you.
Yes, absolutely.
This is why we don't hang clues with Russians right here.
Collouse?
Is that the word? Because it's collusion. Collouse. We collouse. That's the present tense of collusion, isn't it?
But you're okay.
Let me text Trump
when
real
he brings
quick,
food,
find
you're
out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, the vodka's fine, too.
And the vodka is good, too.
You got the Grey Goose?
Yeah.
Love
it's
it.
Really good. It's real good. We talked about it. We gave him a commercial.
Yeah.
I'm going to send him that
clip.
Audio.
They shouldn't be paying for it. They're not paying for this, but they should.
They should.
Yep, exactly right.
That's exactly right.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.